sounds. All the saints will leave the ground. They're rising up to meet the blessed Lord. Oh, what a shout. They rise to their home beyond the sky. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home. And here they come.
Marching up Zion's hill.
The victory's won.
The victory's won.
And they bow before
God's throne.
The bride of Jesus is coming home. Oh, here comes Mom. Here comes Dad. Their faces look so glad as they march and they sing redemption song. Oh, what a smile on their face. They're singing Amazing Grace. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home. And here they come. Oh, what a thrill. Here they come. Marching up Zion's hill. The victory's won. As they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming home. And here they come.
Here they come.
Oh, what a thrill.
What a thrill.
Here they come. Marching up Zion's
hill.
The victory's won.
As
they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming home. Here comes Mom. Here comes Dad. Their faces look so glad. As they march and they sing redemption song. Oh, what a smile on their face. They're singing Amazing Grace. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home. And here they come.
Here they come.
Oh, what a thrill.
The
oh, here they come. Marching out Zion's hill. The victory's won. And they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming home. And here they come. Oh, what a thrill. Here they come. Marching up Zion's hill. The victory's won. And they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming home. And here they come. Oh, what a thrill. Oh, here they come. Marching up Zion's hill. The victory's won. As they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming home.
That I had wings like a dove. And then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Amen. Here we see the struggle of life. Here we see the pressure of life that's come upon this great man. And he said in verse 8, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. If I could just get the wings like a dove. Amen. I would just fly away. I'd like to get out of these troublesome circumstances all around me. I'd just like to see something different than the troubles that I'm seeing. I'd like to be in a place where there wasn't any heartaches, where there wasn't any troubles, where Mama wasn't carrying the burdens of life and Dad was so beat down, amen, till it was just a strange world to him. But he said, if I could just get a new start, if I could just go someplace, amen, and begin anew, if I could just have a new beginning, amen, he said, then I'd take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea. Amen. Sometimes when we're in life, we wish for something that we didn't have to put up with all the time. There's so many things that we would like to avoid. Amen. The only way I can see, I'd just fly away. Amen. Hallelujah. If we grow wings today, we'd use them tomorrow to fly away to someplace and be at rest. Amen. And having this attitude that seems that has come upon us, and we cannot escape without a miracle. We've got to have a miracle to escape. Amen. And so, what many people are wishing for is a change. Just a change. Just a change of circumstance. Just a change of the skies. Amen. To lose the place and leave the place. Amen. And find a better place. Hallelujah. Amen. Some place where the noise and that's so prevalent around us, the troubles are so deep, I'd like to fly away. What you need is just a new beginning. Could you just lift your hand and say, God, we want a new beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thou had wings like a dove. I was reading a while ago, I wasn't aware of that a dove could fly along and all of a sudden put in that alligator and just let it hang there and rest. Fly on with that other. Amen. And then just come back up with that and give the other little rest. I didn't know that. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. If I just had those wings, that I'd fly away. Amen. This is a very, very serious hour that's upon us. Amen. It's a very serious day. Philip Brooks, he said, I almost made the worst mistake that I could have ever made. He said, I'd gotten under burden and seemed like life just came down on me and crushed me. I knew that there was a ship going to sail for England. And he went down to get passage on that ship so he could just get away. So he could just get away from it. Amen. And he said, when I got there, the ship had already pulled anchor and gone. Amen. But he said, if I would have left that day, it would have been the disaster for my life, my family, and my church. All we need today is a new beginning with God. A new experience, amen. Greater change for a happier life. Hallelujah. To change the circumstances, amen. And change the heart. And change the will, amen. Thank God. But there is a remedy for what you are suffering. There is a remedy for you today. Hallelujah. I said there is help for you. There is a God that will help us in this hour. Glory. And it's this. They that wait upon the Lord. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. There's grace, amen, to give you courage. There's grace to give you hope. friendship, amen, that will come into your life, the very gift of God. And then there is a sympathy, amen, that will give you courage and encourage your timid soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The victory is not won by running away. Amen. Amen. Especially the difficult things in life. We do not run from them. We face them and wait for strength and courage and grace to come to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. For this divine friendship. Amen. That can change your timid heart to a triumph energy from the glories of heaven. Can you say glory? Amen. Hallelujah. There are some things that make for a new beginning. Amen. Well, the great things, just for a new beginning, you know, there's a lot of good people that like good books, and I'm one of them. And sometimes, just to get that fresh start, to go over and get a hold of boredom, read something, there, wing comes up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Stay with me. I'm going to try to preach. I feel the need. Amen. For us getting that new beginning. That new beginning. Amen. Something that comes to us where we are. If we'll call, amen, he said, I'll answer you. Amen. If you'll just call, I'll deliver you. Amen. Have I done bad?
I think so. Got you.
Boy, aren't these things wonderful?
We got you.
Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Amen. There's one friend that will never leave you.
All right.
Amen. There's one super friend,
yes,
who will never forsake you.
Right.
Amen. He'll never, never be far away from you.
Right.
He'll be as close to you. Yeah. Amen. There's a breath that you breathe.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. A new world is promised. Amen. Amen. But what we like to have is a new beginning. I mean, a new start at it. Glory! Jesus, lever my soul. Let me to thy bosom fly. I cover my defenseless head with the shadows of thy wing. All we need, amen, is the wings of God eternal to come down over the church and give us a new. Amen. Amen. You remember when John Bunyan heard those women sitting there talking about things. Amen. Beyond, he said, my reach. But he found a new world right then and there. Glory. A new. New. Glory. Amen. When Jesus was talking to Peter, and Peter wanted to rebuke the Lord. Amen. And he said, Satan has desired to have you that he may shift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. I don't suppose that in any way that you're aware of how much God, amen, desires to help you. Amen. Glory. He said, now, that thy faith fail thee not, And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Amen. Strengthen thy brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'll just inject this in right now. My brother had just died. And Mac, his request was I preach his funeral. And Brother Neil had great respect to try to help my brother. He had some difficulties in life, very serious. But he did try. And Brother Neil came. And before he got there, something happened to me. Amen. I had what they call a heart attack of the bowels or ischemic bowel syndrome. And it don't take long for you to go. And only 1 out of 10 that goes through surgery ever comes out. And there I was. Amen. And they flew me out to Bristol. I never did know anything about it. They had given me 12 high-powered shots. Yes, from the time I got the emergency room. You got me to the emergency room. Yes, until I flew out and got to Bristol. And so I was out of this world. They wiped my mind. Amen. Until I didn't even know who I was, who my wife was. I didn't even know. Amen. And I was dying. And I, of course, I didn't know all these things. It's my family and have told me about it since then. Amen. And I was a screaming and a hollering, telling them, why are you trying to kill me? Amen. And I heard a voice step up there. And he said, Brother Ralph, they're not trying to hurt you. They're trying to help you. Yeah. Yeah. You need help if you're going to live.
Yeah.
Amen. And that was the voice of Brother Neil. Amen. Oh, I think the total of it was, 44 days or something about like that. And finally, amen, through hard fighting, I'm up here. They said I never would, but I am. Amen. Amen. All I needed was a new beginning. All I needed was a fresh baptism. All I needed was a heaven come down and do that great work. Amen. That he's capable of doing and healing my mind, healing my soul, and strengthening my body. Oh, to have God to come to us in our crises. Amen. A new beginning.
New beginning.
Hallelujah. And I'll give her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor, the worst time they ever had. The worst time you ever had. He'll change that. Amen. From a valley of despair to a door of hope. Amen. To a door of hope. That's what God is wanting to give to his church. Amen. He set before us an open door. A door. It's the door of hope that's set before us. Amen. New hope. A door. Not a wall. Amen. But a door. Who said I am a door? I am the door. Amen. And he says today, I've set before you a new door. A door where you can walk out of your troubles. You can walk out of your sorrows. Amen. You can come into a new life. Would you glorify the Lord right now? Woo! Whoa, glory! I said, oh, glory! I'm going to change the worst to the best. Anew. Anew. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes life has already passed with its opportunities. And that was me. I knew where I was at. I knew where my age was. I knew that my strength was gone.
All right.
And Doris wouldn't give me no pity. She said, you're going to be a better man you've ever been. God said, you'll be a better church than you ever been.
All right.
Yeah, you've had sorrows. Yes, you've had troubles.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. It looked like it. Nothing would avail to you. But God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll change that. Amen. To a door of hope. And I'll make your life the best life. Amen. That can be possible.
All right.
Amen. And so, amen. The wasted life is behind you.
Yeah.
And new possibilities are yours. New possibilities. Right down in the valley of despair.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to bring you out. Amen. Glory. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, say it loud. He's what? He's what? You like to be new when you go out these doors. That's what he does. He gives you a new beginning and makes you a new creature. Christ Jesus. Can I say, glory, 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 glory. Let's worship the Lord. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. For in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But what? A new creature.
Yeah,
hallelujah. New. Amen. From your weakness, your humiliating things that have happened to you. Am I turning that off some way? It ain't me, is it? I'm innocent. Amen. Glory. Amen. Okay. You know, if I wasn't 76 years old, I'd be worried right now. Amen. But I've been there before many times. Amen. But I, you know, with an open face, beholding,
yeah.
Amen, as a glass, the glory of the Lord. And this glory, it changes you from glory to glory. Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Does this have a clock on it any place? Amen. All right. I went in and see the doctor the other day for a checkup on the pacemaker, and they hooked me up, and he's standing there, and he said, what was you doing November the 7th, 5:30 for 38 minutes? And Doris was sitting over, and she said, that's when that tractor blade fell on you. Amen. That thing had it all down there, how mean I'd been, how good it'd been. Amen. God got the record on you too, buddy. Amen. And behold, all things are new. Behold, all things are new. I've told you before, I don't know how many times, about Arthur and Giles Monk.
Yeah.
He was there in that time. They were the two of the worst alcoholics they was any place around. Amen. You talk about creatures, that's what they were.
Yeah.
Amen. They'd stood out in the cold, drunk, in a stupor until their toes had froze off.
Yeah.
Amen. They brought them to church, and Giles got saved, and then he was a wild man if there's ever a wild man. And then his brother, Arthur, got saved, and they called him, not Arthur in our town, but Pig, because he acted more like a pig than a human being. Amen. Pretty good-sized man, what have you. Got saved, and he's walking up a street. If fella hollered at him, "Hello, pig! How you doing?" He turned, he stopped, he looked at the man, he said, "Sir, my name is not Pig, it's Arthur, and to you it's King Arthur." I'll tell you what, oh Lord God, what would we have been if God had not changed us? Amen. He made a new man out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. I've come here today to talk to some people. Amen. All you would like to have a new home. All you need, amen, is for Jesus to go home and be the pilot, the captain, amen, the king, amen, a peace to your home, and you to have a new home. Hallelujah. You're talking about having life. Amen. When you get a new home. A new home. Glory. Amen. You see, God's almighty. He's sovereign. Amen. And to have a new beginning with a new home, a new heart, a new body. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 81 and verse 3. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed of our solemn feast. New moon. New moon. Amen. New moon. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, when the new moon, it was a new beginning.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It was the first day of the month.
Right.
New moon. Amen. The first day of Cape Meeting.
Yeah.
New moon.
Right.
I said the first day of the Cape Meeting.
Right.
New moon.
Yeah.
A new moon for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, for this time, amen, of giving a new beginning. I wouldn't say this about you, Brother Bobby, if you didn't say it so much yourself. He's a Vietnam veteran. He saw enough to put you in the crazy house. But he come home, and he rode the fire hydrant there in our town for days and weeks. He's an LSD man. And one day he came to church and God made a new man.
Hallelujah.
There he is.
Yeah,
right
there.
There. He never had a flashback.
Right.
Not one time of anything.
Thank God.
And he's one of the most faithful men that we have there in church, and probably as good a friend as he ever had in life.
Yeah.
Right there. And his wife over there. Amen. And Heather sitting there beside of her mother. The only way we have a little trouble, she wants to hug and kiss all the other preachers. And I tell her, ain't but one she can do that to. Amen. But from Bobby to a wonderful home, a new life. A new life. Amen. Glory. Amen. Bobby got something that changed his body. It changed his mind. It changed his soul. And here he is today, still with us, after about 40 years. Every one of you can leave from here today with a new beginning. Amen. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. And so that the youth is renewed as what?
Like an eagle.
Like an eagle?
Yeah.
Woo! How many here today would throw up their hands right now and say, "Lord, do it to me. Do it to me." You ask me why I'm happy. So I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. They're in a sea of God forgetfulness, and that's good enough for me. Amen. When your sins are gone, you're a new creature. is a new beginning. And then he steps in. He said, now I'm the author and I'm the finisher of this thing I've started in you. Amen. Somebody said, I tell folks I'm going to heaven. Some of them said, you ain't there yet. And I said, no, but I'm going. And you can't discourage me, because Jesus said I could come. And he said he'd been preparing me a place. And so, glory to God. I want to preach and I want to run. I want to holler. Will you help me just a little bit? Oh, clap your hands, all ye people! And shout with the voice of triumph! Woo! Woo! Well, glory! Glory! This new beginning is a new triumph. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Glory. Amen. Father God said one day, he said, either I've moved into a new world or I'm a new man. How'd you like to have both of them? I think you can. Amen. A new life. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Why was this desire so great that he wanted wings to fly away and to be at rest? Why? Amen. Brother Neil, his life was really burdened. He was really in trouble. And there's a whole lot back there that are in trouble. And they're in despair. But there's a God who says, I'll fix it for you. I'll fix it for you. I'll do it for you. Amen. I heard you when you call. I heard your groans. I saw your anguish. And I brought you here today to give you a new beginning. Doesn't come from the preacher. But heaven's come down.
Thank God.
Amen. Glory. Holy. Amen. What a day. What a wonderful day. Amen. So now, set your affection.
Yes.
Not affections.
No.
Only one. Set your affection.
Yeah.
Amen. On things above. Put
all
your heart in God's hand. Put all your heart in Jesus' hand. And you've got a new beginning. A new beginning. Amen. A fellow said that he was standing out in the field one day and he saw a hawk. And that hawk was whoo. And he said, the next thing I knew, a bird hit me in my chest. And I looked down, and this little bird there, amen, was fluttering in my chest. And he said, I looked down at him. He said, they won't kill you today. You come to me for help, and there ain't nobody going to harm you today. I'll tell you, when you come to God for help, there ain't no devil out of hell going to harm you now. The eternal God, thy refuge. And underneath are what? The everlasting arms. A new. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. You know, if you're lost today, a lot of times Jesus didn't go down to hell to save you. He came to seek and save that which was lost, that are sitting on church pews. They're walking down the street.
That's right,
amen. That's amen.
Yeah.
So if you're lost, you're lost because you're out of place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're out of your proper place. You're out of the place that you should be in. He said, I'll restore you to your rightful place. And that prodigal son come home. Amen. He said, I'll be a servant out there in the field. He said, your proper place is my boy. You're my child. Yes, sir. Your proper place is here. Amen. So he hugs him. He kisses him. He calls for the best robe. He calls for shoes. Amen. Kill the fatty calf. We're going to have a feast. Amen. That's what we're going to have here in these next few services. Amen. Amen. Jesus is here because you're like a lost sheep, a lost prodigal. You have wandered away from your place. You have wandered. Amen. You're not dead. Amen. But he's going to give you life, life, life eternal. Amen. Amen. Glory. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Amen. The right way. The new way. Amen. John Newton, he was a captain of a slave ship, and he fell so low that he became a slave to a slave. He only had a shirt and a pair of trousers. That's all he had, Brother Neil. And at night, he'd slip away, go down to the side of the ocean, take off his shirt and wash his hurt. And then he'd take his shirt and put it back on. And then he'd take off his trousers and wash his trousers, put them back on. He cried out, I want the God of my mother. If I just had the God of my mother. And God came to him with amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm at Father's house. I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. That's yours. It's a new beginning. Amen. Glory. Glory. A new beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I've already skipped over 8/10 of my message, and now I'm getting ready to close it. Because I've already come to the place where you know that God knows that you need help, and you want help. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll just come to me. Amen. All those old mistakes, I'll help you to make them, amen, right and put before you an open door. Amen. So this day, which the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad therein. This day, amen. So God is offering us a new beginning. It doesn't amaze me when any preacher gets up here and talks about the meetings you've had in the past. I remember the first time I ever come, and I come in. I was very, very, very intimidated by Don Rich. He'd preached about 3 or 4 years in a row and had such great beating, and then you fellas asked me to come. And I come in here the first night, and I took my text on. When the song runs out, I sung every song that I knew. If somebody would give me one from the congregation, I'd try to read it. And old Arch is sitting over there. And he saw that I fought for every inch that night. And Archie said, you're my kind of man. You're my kind of preacher. And so over there today, I told him he is my kind of a man. And so, I'll never forget some of those meetings that you had. Some of those awful services. I've been around all the services all my life. My dad was one of the greatest evangelist, preacher, funeral preacher. He was just a country boy, but he loved people. When he got up there, they loved him because he loved them. And I took my text on, if I make my bed in hell. The Spirit of God fell that night. And I'd heard about an old preacher by the name of Jones. And he was sitting over at the wall. I didn't know who he was. And he went like this. He said, "Preacher boy, I preached on hell a many times. But," he said, "tonight you open windows for me."
All right.
And so from that time on, you people have been right down there.
All right.
If there's anybody who loves you any better than I do, it's Doris. Amen. And so God is wanting to do a special thing for you people. Amen. Oh, those times when you know that God is there with the intent of helping those that are helpless and without strength. When you know that God is in the midst of that congregation. And here I am again this morning looking at you and seeing your attitude and feeling your attitude that you know God is here to help you. And I know how to make an altar service and made a lot of them. But right now, you know, if I could just step out of the way and let the Spirit of God fall right in this meeting. And you just step out of your pew and just come down to this altar here. Amen. You'll get what you're asking for. He'll give it to you. He'll give you salvation. I see your face. There's nothing, you know, of any magnitude of spiritual life to look back there and see your face, and it's because God's the one's looking at you. And I see that He is looking at you. A new beginning. Brother Neil, he said he ain't going to live. He's gone. It's over. Doris walks in. She said, "You're going to live, Ralph. You're going to live." And she said, some of the most strange things I ever heard her say. She said, "You're my man. You're going to live. You hear?
Thank God.
And you're going to preach better than you ever have."
Praise God.
I said, "Is that so?" She said, "That's so." Let me tell you something. Amen. God will do more for you than you ever thought could be done. Because He delights in giving a new.
Yes, He does.
New.
Yeah.
New.
All His mercies new evermore. Praise God.
Amen. Well, I like to wake up sometime morning and find everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. Fair and well.
Oh, yeah.
And see of a new day this dawning in a world without sorrow or woe. You don't have to go home with woe today. You don't have to go home with sorrow today. You don't have to go home with all those troubles, because He has come to help you. Amen. So, Jerry, I'm sure glad to see you. You're about like the rest of us. You hadn't pushed back the fresh dirt from your grave so you get out. Amen. But we did. And you did too. Bobby, would you come and sing for me? Come on up here and I'll whisper a word. I don't remember the song. I have never called on Bobby in any service, any time, any place that he's ever refused me, ever shook his head, or I don't feel like it. I've had two couples out of the church, elderly couples, to die this year. Brother Coy Deskins, World War II veteran, six major battles, four shipwrecks, and not one time a scar. His wife, Sister Ethel. Amen. They were 95. One died and then the other died this year. Had a funeral Friday of one of the better men that ever lived in our part of the country, the name of Calvin Cantrell. Amen. His wife died 30 days before him, and then he died. If you could just see how close that you're tied to God already. He won't let you go until he blesses you. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He said, what's your name? You're going to have to tell him your name at the altar. Amen. Sing, Bobby. Stand, congregation. Stand with me.
Well, he can walk from cloud to cloud. Fingerprints are on the sun. Those big stars that hang on nothing. Just one miracle he's done. His breath became the wind, the seas, power of his majesty. Tell me who but God can do such things as he. Well, tell me who but God can do such things as he. Well, who but God can do such things as he. Can calm the stormy water when he speaks the demons flee. Tell me who but God can do such things as he.
You're here today because the Lord brought you here. And what you need to do is come to this altar and give him a change. Give him an opportunity of fixing what you need.
With a new.
Amen. With a new beginning. Why don't you come right now? Why don't you come? Amen. Amen. Step on out. I tell you what I'd like to have then. Maybe it'll help somebody. I'd like to have a dozen precious mothers come on this altar for us and start praying for them. Would you step out, mother? Would you step out and come on down to the altar? Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Sister Doris. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now let's pray that the Holy Ghost would you move right now. That convicting power. These mothers pure life. Their life is going up before God right now for you. Amen. Those things that you desperately need, step on out right now. Come on, come on,
well,
come on.
He can take yes, sir, come on, so come on. Rich. When the world says there's no hope, cause that drunkard
hey, man. Quit drinking. That's it, buddy. You need to come on. He can you need to come right now. Nothing, right now.
It's just that for me. Tell me who but God can do such things as he.
Won't you come on with us today? Come on now.
Do such things as
these. Somebody's going through some trials and tests. You need God to help you to start some things anew. Come on right now. You're a Christian, but you need the Lord to work a miracle in your life. Would you come on and pray today? Come on, church. Let's pray. Come on.